Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
We're learning Meseches Chulin, Daf Kuf Yud Beis. We're going to start from Daf Kuf Yud Aleph and Mebeis, the sugya of Nois and Tam Bar Nois and Tam. The Gemara says, Itmar, Dogim She'olu Bekara. If you have fish which you put into a hot fleshig plate, Rav Ma'asa Loichle Mekutach, Rav says you cannot eat this fish with meat, and Shmuel says you're allowed to eat this fish together with meat. Rav says it's also because this fish had the tam of basar. And since it has the tam of basar, so it's like basar, you can't eat it with milk. It's nice and tam bar nice and tamu. It's not that you got the tam of the meat didn't directly go into the fish. The tam of the meat went into the plate, and from there went into the fish. So it's called nice and tam, very nice and tam. Rashi says, if you were to cook the meat with the fish, that's a direct nice and tam. If you'd put milk on the plate, so that's a direct nice and tam from the plate into the milk. But here, it's nice and tam, very nice and tam. It's not a direct nice and tam. The meat is going into the fish, and not directly into the fish. It's going to the plate and then to the fish. That's called nois and tam by nois and tam. And the Gemara's maskana is, at the end of the Amud, Amud chizkim shumabai hilchasa, dogim sh'olu bekara mutter leichle mekutach, we pass it like Shmuel, that nois and tam by nois and tam is mutter. So we'll go through a bissel, the shailas na'alocha that the Rishonim speak about, and also, together with that, the lomdus of not by not that we could glean from the Rishonim. Taisus brings the Rivan, the son-in-law of Rashi, that said b'shem Rashi, that this din of nice and tam by nice and tam is dafkif the dogim olu bekara, if the tam comes from the plate to the dogim, not through bishul, but if you cook a part of the food in a fleshig pot, then it's mamish like tam rishon, they mamish become fleshigs. Taisu says that Rashi is not mashman away, because Rashi says, Rashi says, if let's say the fish would be cooked with meat mamish, so then you wouldn't be allowed to eat them bekutach. That sounds like only if it's cooked with the meat itself, but if it's cooked in a fleshik pot, it doesn't sound like there's any issur. But that's what the Rivan says b'shem Rashi. And Taisa says that the next Gemara that says, Tznoin shechotchu b'sakin, shechotchu b'basa osalaychu b'kutach, if you have a radish, which was cut with a knife that was used for meat, you're not allowed to eat it with kutach, v'ani mili tznoin, and that's only a radish, da'agav churfei bala, because it's sharp, it's a davar charif, so therefore it could be b'leia the meat, avokishus, but another vegetable, garle b'paskev achal, you just have to scrape off the place where it's cut, and you can eat it, it's not b'leia, from the knife. It has to be a davar charif. So Rashi has two mahalchim. Why by the tznayin, shechadach b'sakin, why don't you say it's nice and tam by nice and tam? What's the difference between the fish that go into the plate or the radish that's cut by the knife? Even if it is by leia into the radish, but that tam is not coming directly from the meat, it's coming from the knife. So just like the fish, which is b'leia from the plate, you're allowed to eat it with milk. So too, the radish, which is belayed from the knife, why can't you eat it with milk? So one pshat Rashi says is because the knife has shamnunis. A fleshig plate usually is completely clean. It just has blias that's absorbed in the plate. And therefore, the blias on that you say, it's nice and tam by nice and tam. Masha'en kain, a knife, would have actual fleshig grease on the knife, shamnunis, and that would be nivla into its nine. That's called the tam rishon. But then Rashi says another pshat, that even if the shamnunis is, even if the knife will be completely clean, but since it's charif, so therefore, when you have a hot fish on a plate, it's not beleya so much, but a davar charif is more beleya with the duch of the sakina, and therefore, it has a din like tam rishon. So Taisa says, if you're gonna say that a davar charif that's beleya is more than just bleya through heat, and it blives like a tam rishon, well, cooking will probably be even more than a davar charif. If even a davar charif can make it like a tam rishon, so kol shken cooking can make it like a tam rishon. So, Taisus and the Rishonim amatcha that you can learn the other pshat. You can learn enechinami. If the knife is clean it would be mutter, it would be nice and tam by nice and tam, and the case is that the knife is greasy, and therefore the tznayin becomes fleishig, so it can't be eaten with milk. The other raya is from the Gemara in Pesachim, where the Gemara says that when you have a oven, and you used it to cook meat in it, you can't use it to bake bread, because then that bread would be also to eat with milchiks, and we don't want you to have fleishig bread, because you might eat it with milchiks. And the only etza is, you have to put coals, you have to put fire over the floor of the oven and burn out the oven. So there also, why don't you say that it should be like dogim sholu bekara? The bread is parith, and it's going in a fleishig oven with blias, so those blias should be not by not, and should be eat it with milk. Is a raya that when you bake something, it's different than just olu bekara. So Rav Yishayim say, like Taisus, that the answer is there also. An oven has be'en in it. When you cook meat in an oven, it's going to be greasy. It's very hard to clean out an oven. The only way to properly clean an oven, even from the be'en, is through being masik the tanner, burning out the oven entirely. There's another teretz in the Ramban, the Dakamar is Rav, and Rav says not Bernat is Osir, but that's the standard teretz of the Rishayim. Now, Lalachan is actually three shittas. We have here the Rivan, the Chasne of Rashi, that says that when you cook it, it doesn't have the heter of nice and tam or nice and tam. The cooking gives it like ki'ilu, it has the tam Rishayim. We have another shita which Rishayim bring down, that there's a chilik between roasting and cooking. That cooking, since it goes through water, so the water will dilute the bliya, it's already another nice and tam that it's going through, and that would be a din of not bernat, that would be mutter. If you cook something in a fleishik pot in water, the power of a thing could be eaten with milk. Mashenkin, if you roast it, if you roast the fish on a fleishik spit, or a fleishik grill, that would be worse, because it's not going through water, and it's worse than olo bekara, because it's actual tzli, that would be asatita with milk. The Beis Yosef even brings Rishayim, that if both the fish and the plate are both hot, then it's like tzli, and you wouldn't be allowed to eat it with milk. But Rav Yishayim hold, there's mamish no chilek. As long as you're not getting the tam directly from the meat is going into a keli, and the keli is putting the tam into the power of a food, it doesn't matter if it's bishul or tzli, or any other case, that's called nat per nat, and you'd be allowed to eat the power of a food with milk. Halacha lamaisa, in Simen Tzadik Hei, the Mechaba paskins that it's mutter. The Ramah brings the Shita Sa'ishrim and says that l'chatchila you should not mix the part of a food that was cooked in a fleishig pot with milk, providing the pot's a ben yomai. If the pot was not used within 24 hours, then it's nice and tam of gam, then it's b'chol, no problem. But if it was a ben yomai, l'chatchila you shouldn't mix it with milk, but the avid, if you mixed it with milk, it's mutter. Now, in the basic inyan of not by not, nesen tam by nesen tam, that Shmuel is saying it's mutter, there are two mahalchim in the Rishayim. There's the mahalach of the Ramban here in Chedushim, and the mahalach of the Rajbo in Chedushim, and even more clear in Torah Sabayis. The Ramban in Chedushim says like this, he says that nesen tam by nesen tam means that a food could give tam into something. That thing, that's called the tam rishon, could give tam into the next thing, that's the tam sheni. But the tam sheni cannot give tam into the tam shlishi. The tam will not transfer from the tam sheni, will not transfer into a third item. So this is the case. The meat could give tam into the plate. That's tam rishon. The plate could give tam into the fish. That's tam sheni. The fish will have the tam now. But this fish will not be able to give the tam into the milk. So since the milk will not have tam basur in it, because the fish is a tam sheni, and tam can't transfer into the third thing, into the tam shlishi, so therefore it's mutter. And later the Ramban says, he's asked, well, even if the fish can transfer the tam into the milk, but why isn't it also? Because the milk is going into the fish, and the fish has tam sheni in it. So the Ramban says he is saying that basa b'chalev is only when the chalev and the basa both give tam one to the other. Here, the chalev could get into the tam basa, Because that's a direct transference of tam. The fish, the milk, could get into the fish. But the basa can't get into the chalav. Because since the basa now is the tam sheni in the fish, it can't be transferred into another food. So the basa will never get into the chalav. And basa b'chalav has to be that the basa goes into the chalav and the chalav goes into the basa both. That's how the Ramban describes what the heter of nesen tam or nesen tam is. The tam can be transferred from the meichel to one thing, from that thing to a second thing, but it can't be transferred from the second one to the third one. So therefore, the tam can't get from the dugin into the milk. The mela, the Ramban asks a kasha, that the Gemara says that hod the Rav, lav v'feirishit mer ela michlola idmer, that what Rav said, he didn't say it explicitly, that nesen tam and nesen tam is also as michlola, because Rav came to the Rav Simon bar Chiya's house, and he had an eye ache, and they made a shaifa b'tzah, they made a type of a medicine in a plate, and afterwards, they put some food in that plate, and he tasted the medicine, and he said, wow, it gives so much tam, he could still taste the medicine in the food in the plate. And the Gemara says that it's not a raya because the medicine was more bitter, so that's why it could be transferred into the food in the plate. So the Ramban asks, one second. Nesen tam or nesen tam means that the sheni can't give it into the shlishi. But if you have a tray for food that you put in a plate, and then you put a kosher food in the same plate, that's not nesen tam by nesen tam. That's the tam sheni, which that it could transfer. And the raya is because it says that kederi shebishul bo basel levashul bo chalav. If you have a pot that you cooked meat, you can't cook milk in it. So you see that the meat could get transferred into the milk. So what's the raya from Rav? That he said he could still taste the medicine. That's because the medicine went into the plate, and now the plate went into the food. The tam sheni you could still taste. It's only you can't give tam to a third thing. So the Ramban says it must be that the medicine was not directly in the plate. The medicine went into another food. And that food was on the plate. So he tasted something that didn't go on the plate. He tasted something which already had, was already a tam rishon in a food. The plate was already a tam sheni. And this tam sheni went into the food that's now on the plate, that's already tam shlishi, that must be the Gemara's raya. He brings Rishainim, and the Rashi also brings a similar Rishainim, he brings Rishainim that say that no, that even a tam sheni wouldn't go. Time transfers only once. Time could transfer into the first thing, and it can transfer and make a tam sheni. And what do they do with kederi shebishul b'basul evashu b'chalav? That's by bishul. I guess they hold like the Rivan. That's through the fire, that could make, that's like tam rishon. But if it's just through a plate, it wouldn't even get a tam sheni. But he argues, he says it's not richtig. That's what Rashi says here clearly. If you would put milk in the plate, then that's not called nice and tam by nice and tam. Because the tam could be transferred to a second item from the first item. It just can't go further than that. But I'll go upon him, this is the Ramban's mahalach, that the tam gets to a tam sheni, but doesn't go further to a tam shlishi. But the Rajman Tayyus Abayi says a completely different mahalach. The Rajman Tayyus Abayi says that the tam sheni is a tam kolosh, it's huklash the tam, and now it can't become nesar. And the Rajman says he said like this, he says if it's usr, doesn't matter how many times we go. If it's usr, it's going to remain usr. You cook a nevela or chazer in a plate, you cook it in a pot or you put it in a plate, and then you cook potatoes in that same plate, or you put potatoes hot in that same plate, and now the potatoes are also because of the chazer, and then you take those potatoes and put in a new plate, and then put rice in that new plate, doesn't matter how many times you do it, it's all going to be usr. I guess until it's batel b'shishim, but it's all going to be usr. But if you have a dover heter, and now it's a tam sheni, it can't become usr. And I understand the svara like this. Avada the tam could be transferred. And avada you'll still be able to taste the tam as it goes from one thing to the next thing to the next thing. It doesn't stop. But it gets considerably changed. It gets hooklash. It gets weakened. It's not the same thing. So it's not called the Isidava that it was there before. You have the chiddush of tam keiker, whether you hold it's the Isa, whether you hold it's the Rabbanon. That means tam directly from meat, that is a din of meat. But when it gets to a tam sheni, it's not direct from the meat. The meat gave tam into one thing, and that thing gave tam into a second thing. So that's no longer has a din of meat. So if it's asur, so kol yetzim in isur asur. I don't care what it is now. I don't care how much it was nishtana. It came from isur. It came from isur, it's asur. I can still discern it, and therefore it's asur. But if it's mutter, so it's not the same chefsa was before. It's not meat anymore, lamashal, by basa b'chalav. So therefore, it won't become neser. That's what Taisus also mashma. Now Taisus shtel su karbonis to not bernat. Taisus says, lamashal, that if you have a shlamim, and you cook the shlamim in a pot, and now you cook potatoes in the same pot, so now these potatoes won't become neser. You wouldn't say nicer. Why? Because since it's not by not, now the tam shlomim went into the pot, then went into the potatoes. It's like dogim shalu bekara. The fleshiks went into the plate and then went into the fish. Here the tam shlomim went into the plate and then went into the potatoes. Now the potatoes won't become nicer because it is svar of not by not. Because now it can't become nesar. It's no longer shlomim. He says if it was a chatas, which is already now osel azarim, or also to bring it out of the Azara, so it has an Isser now, so it has Isser would remain. By Isser, you don't say not by not, because the Isser would remain, because the Yitzim and Asser is also Asser. But the Shlomim is Mutter, it's just going to become Asser tonight, because of Neisser. So now that it's a Tam Sheni of the Shlomim, it won't get the Isser. Similarly, Rishenim say this Lagabi Chametz v'Pesach. They say that let's say you kash a kelim before Pesach, and you don't have shishim, so the chayr is just going to be belaya back to chametz. But the teretz is now it's not by not. It's not getting the tam directly from the chametz that it expelled. It's getting the tam from the chametz to the pot to the water and back to the pot. It's already nice and tam by nice and tam, and it's before Pesach, so it's heter, so mele won't get an isser. But this is Tali and Ashayla and Hilchas Chametz, if Chametz before Pesach is considered Heter, and it becomes Neser on Pesach, or no. Chametz before Pesach is considered Isser. The Isser to eat it on Pesach is considered to be there before Pesach. But Al Kopanim, if you're going to learn not, by Chametz for Pesach, or by Shlomim, so you're not saying the Ramban Svara, that the Tam Sheni could be there, it just can't go further to become a Tam Shlishi. You're saying the Rajva Svara, that a Tam Sheni, this Tam, but it can't become Nesar. I saw this in the Ad Yehuda, in Simon Tzadikei Klar, that he says that this din that was saying Chametz of Pesach could be not by not, wouldn't stem with the Ramban. He says, Ravi Sheinim, they're all like the Ramban. Ravi Sheinim, a Magdur, like this Rajva. That the Pshad is that a Tam Sheni can't become Nesar. But according to the Ramban, that's not the Vart. The Ramban's mashman, a tam sheni is a good tam. It's a regular tam. It just can't go further to become a tam shlishi. So that's a svar by basa b'chalav. That you need that the basa should give the tam into the chalav. The basa, the tam basa should go into the chalav. It can't. It's already a tam sheni. It can't go further to become a tam shlishi. Now she'en gave for the tam itself to become nesar. Why not? Right now it's a regular tam. It would be the same thing like Tam Rishon, just like Tam Chametz, Tam directly from Chametz. It becomes Pesach and it's Nesar, or Tam directly from Shlomim becomes the night and it's Nesar. So Tam Sheni is also a Tam. It just can't go further, become a Tam Shlishi. You wouldn't have Nat Benat B'chai Gavna. Now the thing is, and this bothered the Prima Gadim a lot, in the Rosh Yosef, and also a little bit in the Prima Gadim, in Simon Tzadik Hay. According to the Rajma, we understand the difference between Heter and Isser, like we explained. Once something is Usser, so any time you could discern the byproduct of the Isser in the final product, it's going to be aser. It doesn't matter how much transformation took place by giving tam to a tam sheni, a tam shlishi, tam revi, it doesn't matter. Mashen kain, if something wasn't aser yet. So if it's a tam rishon, that's like the gufishal davar. But if it's a tam of a tam, nice and tam, bar nice and tam, it's no longer the gufishal davar, and it can't become neser, it's no longer chametz, it doesn't become neser, it's no longer shlomim, it doesn't become neser, it's no longer basar, you can mix it with chalav. But according to the Ramban, that the yisaydin shel advarim is that the tam sheni doesn't transfer to the shlishi, so what's the chilek heter and iser? If you would have something treif that was cooked in a pot, and then you would cook potatoes in that same pot, so that would, of course, be also if you're the Ramban, because he says the tam sheni is still the tam. But now you'd cook these potatoes with something else, with meat. So just like if it was kosher meat that went into fish this way, and you say, but the tam doesn't transfer into the kudach, so hu adin chazer, that went into potatoes this way, why would it transfer into the meat? The Rosh Yosef says, is the tam a navi to know if it's aser or mutter to know if it should transfer or not? Chai v'sul shver. So that was the Yad Yehuda. This one is in Simon Tzadik Dalet, where he's marich a lot about the inyan of nice and tam, re nice and tam. He wants to say that not all Rishayim hold that there's a chilek iser and heter. He says, Rashi early here, on Kuf Yad Aleph and Mabez, says, Karish ha-malach ba-basar, asa lechel ba-davar e-seach, Rashi says, "Lefishenivla bahadam v'neisin tam rishon havik iser gomer." The reason why, if you have a plate which was belay adam, you malech by basar, you can't eat reseach in it. Rashi says it's a tam rishon ki iser gomer. I mean, here we're talking about dam. We're talking about iser, and still Rashi is saying the reason is because it's direct from the plate into the thing that's on the plate, into the food on the plate. In other words, not by not is dafka when you have a third item, but this is already the second item, that's aser. So you see, he's not making a chilek. What's bothering him? Achar, it's bothering him is that this goes like Shmuel, so why can't you eat on the plate? Because nice and tam, but nice and tam. The Teretz says you need a third thing. Vaislis by Isser is also that way. He's also medayik that way. But Rashi later on Kufta Zayinam and Beis, there he's talking about the keva. If you have a stomach of a calf, which has milk in it, and you want to use that milk that's coming from the stomach of the calf to make cheese, we'll see the sugya. That's the sugya later in Kufta Zayin. So if they did the licha on the keva with the milk still inside, Rashi brings down that some rishonim were matir to use the milk to make cheese, even though they did melicha on the keva with the milk inside, because it's not bernat, because the keva goes into the meat, the tam of the keva, the tam of the stomach goes into the milk inside the stomach. That's like the dugin that alu bakara. And from there goes into the cheese. So it's already a tam sheni. So the Rabban already points out, l'chaya, it's shver on those yushenim because you would need a tam shlishi. Those who shayim seem to hold already a tam sheni is good. He says, Einachinami. Rashi was just quoting them. Rashi doesn't hold that way. But the Ad Yudah is saying it's a little bit worse, because when the tam of the keva went into the milk, it became usr. That's regular basar b'chalav. So Rashi's problem with this is that chatichah nasa nevela. The entire milk in the keva also became asal basa b'chalav. So that's mamish and isra basa b'chalav going directly to the gvina, nothing to do with nais and tam by nais and tam. But the Ad Yehuda is being ma'ir, why don't they say, even if it is nais and tam by nais and tam, even the meat itself, it's isser, it's not heter. It's not tam sheni b'heter, the tam rishon's already asr. Elamai, zok the Ad Yehuda, Rashi holds that by isser also you'd say nais and tam by nais and tam, if you'd have a third nais and tam. Now he also brings Rishonim, the smack, it's a Gaius smack, it's in Simon Kuf Yud Gimel, when he talks about Bittul at the end of Ayizvav, and the Gaius smack, I guess it's from Rabbeinu Peretz, and he brings other Rishonim, the Rekeach, and others, that say the reason why you don't say not by Isser is because of Chaticha Nasa Nevela. They would hold that you'd say Chaticha Nasa Nevela B'Shari Surim. So, like in the case I told you, let's say you have Chazir that went into a plate, and there went to potatoes. So that's not yet not by not, because like the Ramban is saying, the time Sheni is still there. It just doesn't transfer to a time Shlishi. But since you say Chaticha Nasa Nevela, so the potatoes themselves are Asur. So now they're going to ask the next thing. But that would only be if you hold Chaticha Nasa Nevela B'Shari Surim. Otherwise, the taka will be a little shver. What would be the chilik between Heter and Isser? So just the Chazir over. I see two Mahalchim in the Rishenim about Nais and Tam by Nais and Tam. The Ramban says that the pshat is that Tam could transfer from the food to one item, from that item to the next item, from the meat to the plate, from the plate to the fish, it could transfer it, and that's fine. Not like the Rishenim that say that it can't even get into the next item, except Derech Bishul. But then it can't go further into the third item. And according to the Ramban, it's a bit difficult. Why by Isser would you say that it goes further? Unless you say that Ein Chinami by Isser also is a head of not by not, which the Yehuda wants to say in Rashi. Or you could say like Rishenim, that by Isser, the reason why there wouldn't be a head of not by not is you don't need the time to transfer from the second to the third one, because the second one's already Chaticha Atzmanas and Avela, and that itself could ask the third one. That's what it says in the Hagoya Smak and the Rekeach. But then you have the Mahalach of the Rajba and other Rishainim, and the Pshat is a good transfer. It's just by the time it gets to a Tam Sheni, it's Huklash to the point where it can't become Nesar. It doesn't become Nesar. Once it's Asr, it doesn't matter how much it's Huklash, as long as you can discern it, it's Asr. But once, when it's Huklash, it won't become Nesar. If he's there, it's Pashat the Chilik if it's Asr already. Now we mentioned the Ramban was bothered that what was the Gemara's Raya that Rav was able to taste the Shaifa in the next food that he ate in the plate, that's only Tam Sheni. I think the Ramban Lishitase had the Kasha more Shver, because he holds that Tam Sheni is a perfectly good Tam. It's not Huklish at all. Other Rishenim answer, the Ridva and the Ran, they say that since Rav is saying that he tasted mamish that time, Yov Tam Kula Hai, so you see it's not Huklash. It's mamish Eisei Davar. And the Ran's Moisif more, the Rav was saying it L'Halacha, he wasn't Stam commenting. He was saying L'Halacha, has it in Tam. So Mela could become Nesar. But I think the Fidei Ramban, that it's mamish the same time, it's just it doesn't go to a Shlishi, it's harder to say these terutzim. That's what the Ramban says, that it must have been that it was nice in time, and nice in time before it got to the plate. Now one more thing, there's a machlekes rishayim, Taisus brings it down. What's the din if you have, this is Sefer Truma says a chiddush, that if you're washing dishes, in those days they didn't have sinks, they would heat up water in a pot of water and put the dishes inside to wash. So what if you have a huge milchik pot, and you heat up water in it, and you put fleishig dishes inside the milchik pot to wash the fleishig dishes? Zak the Sefer Chumas and Taisus brings it down. Everything's Aser. All treif. It's not by not in that case. You don't say nice and time or nice and time. As long as they're both Bnei Yayman. Now, like the Rishonim point out, if it's dirty dishes and you have enough be'en on the dishes that it's not batel b'shisha, so then of course there's nothing to do with nice and time or nice and time. It's be'en. But let's say it's not be'en. When there's very little be'en, the be'en would zichah be batel b'shisha. So why don't you say that the milchik pot, it's giving tam, the water that's in the milchik pot is nice and tam by nice and tam from the milchik pot, and it's also nice and tam by nice and tam from the fleishig dishes. So a lot of Rishayim talk all that way. The Ramban and the Rosh and the Rajba, they say, no, it's not a problem of Abasa b'chalav here, this is a case of nice and time by nice and time. Just like if you would take hot water and cook it in a fleishik pot, you're allowed to mix that water with milk. Or you would have water cooking in a pyre of pot and you put a fleishik dish inside. So now that water becomes fleishik. So if it doesn't become fleishik, so you like to mix that water with milk, because it's nice and tam, it's like dogim shalu bekara. Assuming again, they're going with the shita that bishul is also nice and tam, not like the rivat. So what's wrong if you have it at the same time, the milchik pot, putting the milchik knot by knot into the water, and the fleishik plates putting the fleishik knot by knot into the water, it's not by knot, why should it be us? That's what Kamer Rishayim hold. So what's a svar lesser? So Taisus, and the Ran explains it a little bit more, say that it's different. Because here, it's not like you first have something which has a tam sheni and it's still mutter, and now you want to aser it. Here, the tam sheni gufa is a tam iser. It's going at once. The fleishig, the tam of the milk coming from the pad, and the tam of the meat coming from the plates, are coming together into the water, and they mean misayif together. It's a tam sheni de iser. Just like you don't say, not by not, by kadeir shabishab al basal evashal becholov. That's mamish basal becholov de raisa. Why? Why don't you say that the meat's not giving tam into the milk? The meat's giving tam into the pot. And now in the milk it's a tam sheni. The teretz is, it's only when the tam sheni was still heter. So now you have a tam sheni, and it's still heter. So a male, that can't become neser. But here, fakert, it's the tam rishon that's giving the iser. It's not yet a tam sheni. It's still called tam rishon, calls man it didn't get into the second food. So the meat in the fleishik pot's going straight into the milk. So that's called the tam rishon. That's called the meat asering the milk, even though now it's a tam sheni. But it's aser. It's a tam sheni of iser. So too, even though you don't have any milk here, but you have the tam of the milk here, and the tam of the meat here, that they're both, this tam sheni is being nishavah be'iser. It never was a heter tam sheni. It mitchilas becoming the tam sheni was an iser because you have the bas and the cholov together. So the chayyim, these are the two tzadim, the matirim, the Rashba, the Rosh, they look at it that no, the water is getting a tam sheni of basar. The water is getting a tam sheni of chalav. The basar that's in the water can't become asar. And the chalav that's in the water can't become asar. And the male, it's mutter. Mashenga the Ran says no. The water is getting the basar and chalav together. The water is getting a tam sheni of iser. And the male, it's asar. But I think this whole discussion is al tzlefida havana that the pshat is the tam sheni could go further, but it can't become neser. So this is the shaila. Is it a tam sheni becoming neser? Or is it no, that the tam sheni mitchila was neser? It's a tam rishon that's asering the tam sheni, because the basar, the tam sheni of the basar, tam sheni of chalva coming at the same time. Well, if either Ramban, that's not the Yisrael of Nafbanat. The Yisrael of Nafbanat is the Tam Sheni can't transfer into the Tam Shlishi. So the Ramban says about the Sefer Chumas, it's a complete mistake. Because he says that the water could get Tam Basar. The water could also get Tam Chalav. But now the Tam Basar in the water can't go into the Chalav. And the Tam Chalav into the water can't go into the Basar. So that's why it can't become Basar. Are you going to say, but the water has both tam basar and tam chalav in it? So that alone should be asr. Even if the basar can't go into the chalav, and the chalav can't go into the basar, but the water has both. So Zakhtar Ramban, so why don't you say the same thing with the dogim shalu bekara? The dogim have tam basar in it. The dogim happen to have chalav in it also, because the kutach went directly into the dog. So why isn't the dog asr? It has tam basar. Because the tam basar can make it to the tam sheni, and it also has tam chalav. So why isn't it aser? For the teretz is because the basar didn't go into the chalav, and even though the chalav went into the basar, but that's the din of basar b'chalav. It doesn't become aser unless the basar goes into the chalav and the chalav goes into the basar after mineisen tam zelazeh. So here, the tam basar could get into the water. That's tam sheni. The tam chalav can get into the water. That's tam sheni. But now it can't go further. So the chalav can't go into the basar, and the basar can't go into the chalav, and even though they're together in the water, here also by the fish, that together, the tam basar, together with the chalav, it doesn't matter, because the basar can't get into the chalav. So the feeder and ban, there's no havamina to mechalav between this and dagam shola b'kaira. If the pshat is that a tam could transfer from a sheni to a shlishi, it's just that a tam sheni is huklash, and therefore can't become asr. So you have to see, is the pshat that the water is the tam sheni beheter, and now you want to make it asr? That's how the Rajma and the Rosh Neman, so mele it's mutter. Or do you say like the Ran and like Taisvis, that the pshat is, no, metchil is a tam sheni, never was a tam sheni of heter, it came together into the tam sheni and mele it's asr. That's the Ran and Taisvis. Fina Ramban's way of looking at things is not negay if the Tam Sheni was mutter or not. The Yisayid is the Tam Sheni can't go into the Tam Shlishi. So that's why Ramban says it's mamish a mistake. The Tam Sheni of the Basar in the water can't go into the Cholav. The Tam Sheni of the Cholav in the water can't go into the Basar. And male is not Basar b'Cholav, just like the Tam Sheni of the Basar in the fish can't go into the milk. That's the sugya of Napanat. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says, "Boy, mineir of Dimi, mineir of Nachman. Ma'ol anuchi kanda de milcha, gam bekanda de kimcha. Are you allowed to put a jar of salt next to a jar of kimcha's kutach, a milchig dip? Amalei aser, you're not allowed to put a jar of salt next to a milchig dip because we're afraid that maybe the dip will fall into the salt, and then you'll use the salt for meat. The chalamai. So what about a jar of vinegar next to the milchik? Amalei shari, it's mutter umayshina. And why is it? What's the difference? My answer: Hayisur beinei, the high lesser isur beinei. If the kudach were to fall into salt, it would be there. It won't become bottle in the salt. It would just stay on the salt. So if you take that salt and put it into meat, you're mixing the milk with meat. Mashenken, if the kudach will fall into the vinegar, so then it would become batal in the vinegar, so it won't be a problem. This is how Rav Rishonim learned the sugya, that there's a chash that maybe the milk, the kudach, which has milk, is going to go into the salt. So a few aterim are mentioned in the Rishonim. First of all, Taisus says that even though you can't have the milk next to the salt, you could have milk next to meat. Because milk and salt, you won't be so nizer. You won't be so careful. You won't realize that you're going to use the salt for flesh. So mainly you'll allow the milk to go into the salt. Mashenkin, milk and meat, you'd be very careful. So mainly it's not a chash. It's dafka because it's pyrith and it's something that's used for meat. So then the milk might fall into it and you won't notice it. You won't be careful about it because it's not milk, it's not flesh, but then you're going to use it for meat. But milk and meat itself would be mutter. The Rosh also brings the Seter and the Ran. The Gaius Hashri says to be nizer even by milk and meat, and the Ramah brings that as a Yesh Lizar L'chatchila. Second Nakuda, the Gaius Hashri mentions this, is that when it's covered, it's not a problem. The whole problem is if it's uncovered, because it might fall in. But if it's covered, it's not a problem. And the third Nakuda is that b'di'eved, it's not a problem. The Gaius Hashri also says that, that b'di'eved, we say emachzikini isura. If mehechatesa, anything fell in. You don't have to be chayshish that something fell in. You can't put it together because the chayshish that it will fall in, but if you did that, b'di'eved, you're not chayshish that it fell in. Now there is another pshat in the sugya, which the Rishonim bring b'shem Rabbeinu Chananel, and it's also in the Rambam, Perek Tes, Halacha Chaf Hei, that the problem is that somehow there'll be blias, the kudach will somehow get into the salt, even through the walls of the kelim. Rishonim say it's pretty strange, but that's a lashon of the Rambam. Ein menichem kad shel melach b'tzad kad shel kamach, meaning kudach, amnei sheshoyev imenu, because it's shoyev, v'nimsum avashel basa, basa v'melach zeh, sheish by tam cholav. It gets the tam cholav through the containers. Aval miach kad chaymetz b'tzad kad kamach, sheina chaymetz sheyev imenu, because the vinegar will not be able to absorb the tam. And like the Ravid points out, obviously, he had to have different girsa, because according to the Rambam, the difference between the salt and the vinegar is not if it's issi suru b'ene or less issi suru b'ene. The difference between the salt and the vinegar is if it's shayiv or not. Now, the Paiskim don't really bring down this Rambam, at least the early Paiskim, the Yad Yehuda says that, first of all, according to the Rambam, L'chayri brings Achrayim that say that even if it's covered, it should be a problem. The part is that somehow the Tam can get in through the Kalim, so even if it's covered, it should be able to go through. But the Yad Yehuda himself is not so convinced. He brings an Issa V'Hetta that says in the Rambam, it's only if it's uncovered it gets through. Also the Yad Yehuda says that L'chayri, according to the Rambam, even b'di'evid, it's a problem. Even b'di'evid, if you put the salt next to the kutach, it should be a problem that the taste could get through. Now, the Anyud also addresses the third thing, because the Rishayim ask Akasha, and why does the Gemara say that with Cheshish that maybe some of the kutach got into the salt? There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Beis that says that there's no problem of having cooking your kasha pot together with the guy's treifa pot side by side in the same stove. That's the Rishayim's kasha. The Rishayim answer, the Ran answers that's only when it's for a short period of time. You're just doing it to cook it a short period of time, you weren't chayshish. Mashenken, when you're storing a salt together with the kudach, it's for a longer period of time, so there were more chayshish. So l'chayr, that's another sad heter here, that the issue is when it's being stored for a longer period of time, but just to put it side by side for a short period of time, the Ran seems to hold its mutter. But the Adu declares if we paskin that way, because the Maisa, according to Taisus, it says the only problem is the kutach with the melach, because there, you're not going to be nizer. Mashenken with meat and milk, you are going to be nizer. And we paskin that way, so kumdes, the whole kasha doesn't start. Because there you have your kosher food by his trefa food, of course you're going to be very nizer, and that's why they weren't chayshish for it. So l'maisa, to be matter, when you're dealing with a parva food with milchiks, even for a short period of time, maybe it would be asr. He's also a little bothered. What was the Ran's kasha? Why wouldn't the case of the pats be like the case of vinegar, where in the normal case it would become batal? Al Gabbana declares about it, and he says that perhaps according to Taisus l'maisa, even for a shorter period of time, it would be mutter. He claims to say also that maybe by the pats, there you're watching the pat. That's why they were in Cheshish. Mashenkin, if you put it and you turn your back, you're not watching it, even if it's for a shorter period of time, could be its aser. But about the Rambam, he brings from the Gais in the back of the Issa V'Heter that maybe this thing that it could get the tam through the kalim is dafka by kutach. Kutach is a very sharp milchig dish that maybe could go through and get into the salt. Mashenkin, stam, anything else that's milchiks wouldn't be able to get into the salt. So then, if that would be true, we don't really have kutach today. The bichlal mi no makim to yimachma like the Rambam, to aser b'di'evin, or to aser even if they're covered. So the kids say, Rav Yishayim learned the problem is because the kutach will fall into the melech. Taisus says in Shulchan Aruch Paskins that way, that it's dafka by something pyrav, by milchiks and fleishiks were more nizer. The Shulchan Aruch passes away with their masses, Yishu Yimach Melechet Chila. Also, if it's covered, it's Bechlal not a problem. Except maybe according to the Rambam, that's Shayiv, but even that, it's not clear. And we know Paskin like the Rambam, and could be the Rambam's only talking about Kutach. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says, Ahu Bar Geizla, there was this young bird, the Nafal Akada de Kimcha, that fell into a jar of Kutach, of this milk dip. So Shayir Rav Chinen abreid the Rava mivashunya. So Rav Chinen was matirit. Amar Rava man chokam lemishikai gavna. Ilav Rav Chinen abreid the Rava mivashunya. Who's so smart to be matir this? If not for Rav Chinen abreid the Rava mivashunya, kasava kia mishmul muliach harei kirisech. That Shmuel says that salty is the same as heat. So why wouldn't you say that the kutach, which is very salty, like Rashi says, would be nivla in the bagaizla? Teretz says, "Hani mili heched ein nechol machmas molcha." It has to be salty enough that you can't eat it because of the salt. Aval hay kutach ein nechol machmas molcha, but the kutach, even though it's salty, you could still eat it. It's not ein nechol machmas molcha, and therefore it doesn't have a din of reseach. So here there's a machlokes rishonim. Rashi says, "Ein neich l'achol miroiv melach shabai." You can't, it's difficult to eat because of so much salt at your shayrin until you soak it. And you also wash it off. The way you would salt meat in order to put it away. So Rashi's mashma, like Tosfos brings down from Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael, that the only time Meliachas Kirisach is when they would salt meat to preserve it. When there, in those days, before they had freezers, that was one of the ways of preserving meat. They would make it very, very salty, impossible to eat, and when they would want to eat it, they would have to soak it in water, and then wash it off, and then they'd be able to eat it. But stam regular salting doesn't make it aser. But all the Rishonim argue, Taisus and the Rosh, and the Rashbam, and the Ran, and other Rishonim, and they bring a lot of rayas that the Gemara says earlier in Daf Tzadik, Zayin Amud Beis, that there was the thighs that were being salted with the Gid Anashe still attached, by Rish Kalusa. It sounds like regular salting. They're salting to get the blood out. That Maliach Kirisach. They didn't salt it in order because they wanted to take it on a trip. And also the Gemara just earlier that says, Karish and Nimlach Babasar Aslech Barisach. It sounds like a regular plate, which the regular salting that they do to get the blood out. And with Pinchad Avibeir of Ami. All these things, about a big daichak to understand, right, it means that they're doing this special salting to preserve it. Now they bring another ayah from the Gemara in Menachas that says that dam kachim, you don't need a pasuk to say that you don't get kares because it's salted. Akol karban chatak of melech. So since it's salted, so mela it would be like dam shebishle, which you wouldn't be over. Now the salting of kachim was just done the way the salting is done for to get the blood out. So you see that alone is called in an echel machmas melech, and that's how we paskin. And the Ramah is machmir a little bit further, that he brings in the Issev Hetter, we're not so baki in Ein Nechel Machmas Malchai, so even a salting less than they do for Kedera, a salting they do for Tzli, just a layer of salt, would also be a problem with the done that we're not so baki. So this, but Kutach, this is what the Gemara is saying, that Kutach is called Nechel Machmas Malchai, and therefore you could be matir the bargoys that I fell in. And the Gemara says, "Zahani milichai, only if it's raw, avol tzli, but if it's roasted by a klipa, you need at least to take off the klipa, the top layer, the top peel. V'yispe pili, and if it has cracks, kuli aser, then it becomes aser, because the, not only the klipa is aser, but the pili also become aser. V'metobel b'tavlin, and if it has spices, so the spices help the bliya get in, and kuli aser, it all becomes aser." So there are two machlekes Yishayim is very sadistic on this Gemara. The first machlekes Yishayim is, this chilip between chai and tzli, does that mean if it's hot or cold? Or it means kapshuta, literally, that if it's roasted, even if it's cold, but once it's roasted, it will go in kadei klipa. The Sefer Chumas at Yishayim being down, also Taisa says this on Daf Tzadik Vavim and Beis, they say that tzli is even when it's cold. As long as the meat is soft, so then the bliya could get in, al kabanim kadei klipa. Mashenke and the Rashba, and the Ramban and the Ran, they hold that no, tzli is dafka when it's hot, that's when the bliyas come in, but when it's cold, even if it's roasted, the bliyas don't come in, all you need is adacha. Now that machlekes is also negeya, what's the din if it's hot? The Ramah, who brings down the Mechaba Paskins like the Rishonim, that it's only when it's hot. And when it's cold, you don't need klipa. And the Ramah says, no, he brings down the Shita, and he Paskins this way, is machmir, that even when it's cold, you do need klipa. That's how the Ramah says. But he says, behefsim rubi can be mekel, and the Shach brings a tremendous amount of Rishonim that hold that way, and he's mefakvik that he can't even be mekel behefsim rubi. But the Ramah's mashmoyis is that he's maskim to the mechaber that even if it's hot, klipa is good enough. But it is mavur in Rishonim that they say that the case is talking about when it's cold, and when it's hot, you would need kedei netila. And that's the mashmoyis of Taisus earlier, on Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis, where Taisus there discusses, what's a din by tzli? By tzli is a din that it's good enough klipa, and Taisus says, no, maybe by tzli, in other words, if you would roast a yerech together with the gid anasha, or you would roast two pieces of meat, nevela and shchuta together. And Taisus says, klipa is not good enough, you would need kedei netila. So Taisus asks a kasha on this. What about Al-Gemara? Al-Gemara says the bar goizla, which is nafal ugaikana de kimcha, that there it says that you need klipa. Nice dice, sli is good enough klipa. So he says, that's what meant if it's cold. And he mentions also a thing which Rishonim don't mention because the bar yoina is very soft and it could be lay even if it's cold. Rishonim and the Paiskum of Mashma, that if you learn the Gemara is talking about sli even cold, it's lav dafka bar yoina. But al kopanim, v'negei this shmuz, Taisus is asking Akasha, if I hold that sli needs netila, so what's pshat in this Gemara which says only klipa? And for Taisus, that's because it's cold. Vice Taisus and Taisus that if it would be hot, so then it would be like tzli, which you would need netila. Now, why would it need netila in this case? Because Bama says the Gemara Sachib that says that when a hot thing falls into a cold thing, all you need is klipa. Because we say tatar gover. We say that the one who's on the bottom, that wins. If the top is hot and the bottom is cold, the cold wins, so a bliya doesn't take place, but only kadei klipa because ademekele yefshele bala purta. While it's getting cold, while the banan, the cold, is winning, it still will be balaya klipa. So that's the din of tatar gavar. It's a gemara m'sachim, where when you have two things that meet, one hot and one cold, the gemara says, if the banan is cold, if the banan is hot, so then it will make a bliya in the whole top. But if the banim is cold, so then there won't be a bli only kadei klipa. So the Rashba says, this is what the Rashba and Taurus Abayi says, this is what he says, how he knows that this Gemara is talking about when it's hot. And like asks the Kashan himself, if it's hot, so why is it only kadei klipa? So he says, because tatar gavar, because the banim wins. And then the Rashba says, okay, that's when they make the initial contact. So there the kudnach is on banim, and the meat is on top, the banim wins. And therefore, we only do kadei klipa. But what about when the bar yoina falls into the kutach? And now the bar yoina is not on top of the kutach, it's inside the kutach. Okay, there's some kutach on top of the bar yoina. Why don't we say now in this case that it should be belaya more than kadei klipa? So the Rashba says he is said. The Rashba says he is said that with the tall government doesn't mean the bottom as opposed to the top. It means the one that's been kaimai wins against the one that's falling into it. The one that's there before, that is the one that wins against the one that's just coming now. That's how the Rashba learns tatar gavar. So therefore, even though now the bar yoina becomes sunken into the kutach, but you still say tatar gavar and still only works kadei klipa. So the Chavis Das is masber. So what's pshat in the Rishonim that say that this gemara is dafka when it's cold? And when it's hot, we say it's kadei netila. He says, they're all like the Rashba. They hold that tatar gavar means kipshutai. What's on the bottom and what's on top? If kol's man, the milk is on the bottom and the meat is on top, you say tatar gavar, it's only klipa. But when it falls in completely, say no longer is there tatar gavar. So then it will go kadei netila. That's always mazur the machlaikis. So this is one machlaikis rishainim. It's a machlaikis, first of all, that the Gemara says that by chai you don't need anything. All you need is adacha. And by tzli, you need klipa. So I'm Rishonim hold dafka if it's hot. But if it's not hot, even if it's tzli, it's not belay at all. But other Rishonim hold, no. As long as it's tzli, as long as it's roasted, even if now it's cold, it is belay kadei klipa. And in that, some Rishonim say clearly, and like Taisin Tzadik Vavim and Beis, that if it were to be hot, it would be more than kadei klipa, it would be kadei netila. And what's the svara? The Chavis Das is masmer. That's the mashmayis of Taisus there. That if you hold that the Gemara is talking about it's hot, then still all you need is kadei klipa. The pshat is you hold tatar gavar like the Rashba. That whatever's mum kaimai is gaver. So even though it got sunken into the kutach, it's still called the tatar. Because that's the one that was in the place. But if you hold that if it's tzli, if it's hot, it would do kadei netila, the pshat, the tall gov is afterwards on the bottom. This one that fell into the kutach, and now the kutach's no longer on the bottom, so now it'll be kadei netila. But l'chayr, it's a little bit shver, because once you don't say tatar gov, so why wouldn't it be belayed completely? And then Mr. Kvenka kind of asked that kasha on Taisus earlier. Now Kvenka is very bothered with Taisus. Taisus, Tuesday for you, saying that sli, it's not good enough klipa needs netila. And then he asks a kasha from Agamar. Agamar says about tzli, you need klipa only. And Taisus answers, they were talking about if it's tzainin. Fetir B'Kvega, what's the kasha? Tzli is when they're both hot. So there, but you don't have reitiv. That's the point of tzli. You're just roasting them together. They're not all together in the same pot with the reidiv in the pot. So therefore, it only goes kadei klipo kadei netila. But here we're talking about chamel teich tzeinen. That's a garim sachem. The chamel teich tzeinen. You say tata gavay. You say the bottom wins, and all you do is kadei klipo. Elamai Teis has a problem. There's no tata gavay here because it got sunken into the kudach. So I must say, what does it have to do with tzli then? It should be like bishul. Punkt. When it gets sunken into the kudach, it should be exactly like tzli. And if by tzli you need klipa, so then here you need klipa. And if by tzli you need netila, then here you need netila. What's my shaychus? That's right, Bikvegi says he doesn't understand. He vayv shver. So it's a good kasha. Bikvegi is a kasha, but that's the shita. That if you hold that this gemara is tumah cold, there is a sheet that's reshining that by hat, you akapanim need netila. The Chavis Das explains why you don't say tatagava, because they hold that once it gets sunken in, you don't say tatagava anymore. But l'chayr, it's still shver, b'kveg is kasha, so why dafka netila? Why wouldn't it ask for the whole thing? It's a rechiyin case. And now there's another machloikas reshining in the next part of the Gemara. When the Gemara says that he ispe pili kule asur, and he metuvel b'tavlin kule asur, is that going on dafka by tzli or even by chai? Sefer Tshuma says even by chai. So Sefer Tshuma is very machmer. He says that tzli means even if it's not hot, even if it's cold. But pili and tavlin are even by chai. Even by chai, pili and tavlin would answer the whole thing. If there's cracks, or if it's metuvel b'tavlin, it could be b'leia even with nothing else. But other rishayim are much more mekel. The Rashba, the Marshal, and the other rishayim, they hold both these kulis. They hold that tzli is dafka hot. And they hold that pili and metuvel b'tavlin is dafka when it's hot. If it's cold, even pili, even metuvel b'tavlin, all you need is hadacha. If it's hot, so then you need klipa. And if it's hot with pili and metuvel b'tavlin, then it's asa kulay. But kolzman, it's not hot, it's mutta legami, according to them. And that's how the mechaber paskins. There are more, like we said, paskins that tzli is even when it's cold, but the Rama also says that pili and metuvel b'tavlin is dafka by tzli, doesn't have to be hot, but akapanim has to be tzli, but when it's ruah by chai, there is no problem with pili and metuvel b'tavlin. But the Rishayim, though there is a shach, brings the Rishayim that pili and metuvel b'tavlin is a problem even when it's chai. Now one more nekuda, the Chavis Das and the Chsam Seif and other Achrayim, they say that by, when Islay Pili, when it has cracks, they want to say a chiddush that even shishim wouldn't help. If you have meat with cracks, but if that it's Berlea, if you hold that by, if Akopanim when it's hot for sure, and even when it's cold if it's sli, or to say for chumas even if it's ruah, but it's Berlea from the cracks. So the Chavis Das, Nechsam Seif, and other Achrayim want to say that even shishim wouldn't help. Even if you have shishim kenega in the milk, it still wouldn't help. Because Bishleim, if it's Beleya Stamazai, like Bishul or whatever it is, so then we know that it goes into the entire thing equally. So Vichishim Samela, it's Mutter. But Shenken cracks, the Pshaz really can't get in. It's cold, or it's raw, or even if it's hot, according to the Rishayim Tat, it's only Beleya Kadei Klipa, but it gets into the cracks. So you don't know where the cracks are. So the pshat is, even if you have shishim, but it's not nivla in the entire piece, it's only nivla where the cracks are. So mele, even shishim wouldn't help, because you don't know where the bli is, you don't know how far the cracks go, and how much the bli got into the cracks. That's the one in Tuay Fechidish. I saw in the Badei HaShulchan, he brings from Achreinim, that Lamaisa, if there's 120 times, if it's 2 times shishim, so the charit should be good, because in this piece of meat, you don't know where the milk is. Your chayshish, maybe it's here, maybe it's there. But once you have more than 120, salkopanim, rave of it is good. Mimanav shach. If the milk got into more than half of this piece, so then it became batul b'shishim. Elamai must be less than half of this piece. If it's less than half of this piece, so it's batul b'rayv. So since rave of this piece is good, at least that much, so memela will be batul b'rayv, and memela, if it will be 120, alkopanim be mutter, that's what it brings to nachreinim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.